I'll finish that thought in a minute. I'm joined right now by essentially the face of the Indians. He's won a couple of gold gloves. He is still here. Grady Sizemore is my guest. Grady, nice to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks for having me.
Grady, thank you very much. It's good to be in your town, by the way. Thanks. You know, for the second year in a row, the team trades off some of its better players, some of the most important vets. But for the second year in a row, you're playing some of your best baseball at the end of the year. How do you explain it?
It's tough. You know, there's really no way to explain that. I think, you know, you'd like to be playing your best ball early and late. You know, I think, you know, we got a young team now that's just, you know, playing with nothing to lose. You know, guys are out there playing loose and having fun and just letting their talent speak for itself.
You know, I was about to say, I mean, as the team is constructed right now, I mean, I'd ask you the question, since you're playing better, are you better or are you just looser? And that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, I think a little bit of both. You know, I think when you have nothing to lose, you know, it's a little bit easier to play. You know, there's no pressure. There's guys are out there just playing their game and having fun. You know, you want to be in a better spot, obviously. You don't want to be so far behind that, you know, it makes it tough to, you know, to make an impact late in the year. But like you said, we're happy with the way we've been playing lately, and hopefully we can finish strong.
Grady Sizemore joining us. So, Grady, as you look back, what happened? I mean, expectations were high this year. The team was supposed to contend, and obviously that didn't happen. What happened this year?
You know, it's one of those things that, you know, you get off to a slow start, you put yourself in a hole, and then, you know, you can't climb out of it. You know, I think we had a good group of guys going into the year. You know, I think we were a little light on pitching, and that showed. You know, our bullpen was hurting early on in the year, and, you know, when you lose those close games, it's hard to bounce back from that. I think, you know, like I said, we just put ourselves in a hole early, and, you know, we just weren't very consistent. You know, when you're not consistent early and you put yourself in a, you know, behind the eight ball, it's tough to get out of that.
It seems like the guys who have the most success are the guys who understand that you can't focus on things that you can't control. I mean, you're still there. You've got to go there and come to work every single day. But I can't imagine that when the year started, that by year's end, you thought that you'd be in the middle of a rebuilding process. I can't imagine that feels too good. Is it frustrating for you?
It's tough. Yeah, you definitely, this is not the way I expected this team to look, you know, come September when the season started. So it's tough, especially when you lose a lot of guys that, you know, were a big part of this team and that you came up with and that you've grown close with as, you know, as friends and teammates. So, you know, but that's part of baseball. You know, when you're not playing well and, you know, you put yourself in that position, you know, that's a possibility. You know, you could lose some guys and, you know, now we're just trying to rebuild and you know, get back to where, you know, we're winning and being consistent.
You know, Grady, it is part of it, and every team goes through it, but maybe not to the extent that you did earlier this year. I mean, it's one thing to lose great players, Cy Young Award winners, but then there are other guys that are veteran players or guys that fill a role. I mean, you were losing, seemed like probably every time you turned around, you lost somebody else. It's not just one or two guys. What was it like to go through that?
It's tough. I mean, it's real tough. I mean, especially when some of those guys have been here longer than me, you know, and then, yeah, the other guys who are, you know, just coming up, and like you said, had a couple of years and starting to have some success, you know, make a name for themselves, and then here we go, and we trade them too, and it was just kind of like, you know, it's a tough spot. You know, obviously, as a player, you can't control that kind of stuff. You know, the trades are going to happen, guys are going to come and go, and, you know, you have to understand where, you know, the management and the owners are coming from. You know, they're going to try to put the best team they can out there and make the best moves they can to really go for the future, and I think that's what the thing was this year. They just were kind of looking to rebuild and start from scratch.
Do you like what they brought in, and how long do you think it's going to take to get back?
You know, I do like what they brought in. We got some young guys that are playing well, and we've seen that, and they've shown that, you know, so far. I think, you know, we still got some pieces that we need to add if we're going to be, you know, going to be competitive, you know, in the next couple of years. But like you said, crazy things have happened, you know, just because, you know, you got young guys and, you know, they're, you know, out there for the first time doesn't mean that you can't win. I mean, obviously, it's all about a team going out there and just putting good games together and good series together. And, you know, we can do that. You know, it's just a matter of can we do it, you know, day to day for a whole season, you know, not just for the last 2 months of the year, but can we build off of that and continue that into next year and build a strong team behind that.
Grady Sizemore is my guest. You know, Grady, you talk about having to say goodbye to guys. I think I took Ryan Garko's departure tougher than he did. I'm not going to ask you to play a favorite, but the funny thing about Garko is I would see him in Indians gear and I just kind of identified him as an Indian, even though he's a California kid and he gets to come back to the Giants. I took that one pretty hard myself, I got to admit.
Yeah, it was tough. You know, like I said, I think losing all those guys, losing Garko, losing Francisco. I mean, those are two good close friends of mine who I
Denny too, right?
Came up with, you know, spent some time with, you know, hung out in the off season with, you know, guys that, you know, just were good friends of mine. And then you lose guys like, you know, Cliff and Vic, who have been here for a while. You know, Vic's been with this franchise for, you know, for the longest time. I mean, since he was, you know, 16, 17. So, like, I think it hit everybody a little bit different. You know, those guys were close to me, and I played with them for so long and such good friends that it's, you know, you look up and you still feel like you should see them there in the locker room. And, you know, now they're in other cities with different uniforms. It almost doesn't seem right. But, like you said, I think for Garko, it was a good – I think it's a good move for him. He's going to get a chance to probably play a little bit more and have some more consistent playing time throughout the year.
And, of course, the challenge is you're the guy who's left not only to help rebuild this thing but to answer all these questions about the franchise and everybody else, and I respect that. You know, Grady, also, you're showing a lot of grit and a lot of toughness, something else that you probably don't want to talk about, but you're playing hurt. You've got a bad elbow. I don't think anybody would blame you if you were to shut it down and get a surgery that you're probably going to have to get anyway, but you're not. And it's not like you're in the middle of a pennant stretch. Why do you keep going out there and playing through it when you probably don't have to?
You know, it's just because I can. I think it's, you know, when we decided to keep playing, it was, you know, it was still early in the year. You know, anything could have happened. And, you know, I was able to go out there and compete. I wasn't 100%, but I was still able to, you know, go out there and compete and feel like I could put up numbers and help our team win. I think, you know, for me, I want to be on the field. I want to be helping the guys as much as we can. Just because we're not in it doesn't mean that, you know, we can't, you know, make strides as a team and I can't go out there and help. I think, you know, just even late in the year, obviously, we're nowhere near, playoff potential right now. But, you know, crazier things have happened. You know, we're 11 games back and, you know, it's just one of those things. I'm going to play as long as I can. I think, you know, if we get to the point, you know, here at the end of the season and, you know, we're out of it and it was like a good time to maybe shut it down, and, you know, I'll let them make that call. But I'm not going to take myself out of the game if I feel like I can still go out there and at least contribute.
Let me finally ask you this. When you play with an injury, obviously there's a pain threshold and a certain toughness mentally and physically that comes along with it. But from a mechanical standpoint, do you have to develop a strategy, and are you conscientious about not developing bad habits, for instance, or overcompensating for the injury with something else that could lead to another injury? Is there an art to learning how to play hurt?
You know, that's kind of what I've been battling with all year. I think, you know, when this thing started early on, I did create bad habits without even realizing it, and I was putting stress on other parts of my arm, and that's kind of when we had to shut it down. So it's been a tough battle. It's been, you know, I've created a lot of bad habits, and that's been a concern for me and the team. Is just, you know, if I continue to play, is it going to make things worse for this year and not only, and for next year? So it's, you know, it's one of those things that we've been trying to monitor and watch closely and try not to get, you know, too far. Put myself too far back.
Great. I know it's a lot more entertaining, or a lot more fun, I should say, to come on the air when the team is flying high and doing great. But I came to Cleveland. I knew I had to run you down. I appreciate you making time for the interview and coming on and talking about the state of the team and also the season you're having, Grady. Thanks so much.
Oh, yeah, anytime.
Thank you, Grady. Be good. Grady Sizemore. And I mean that sincerely. I mean, easy to talk and do the interviews when you're in first place and you're killing it and things are going real well. Not as easy to do it when things aren't going nearly as well. So I want to thank him for it. That's Grady Sizemore.